Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. So Almighty God, yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your wife. Go wake up your husband. Go wake up your children. Go wake up that oldest girl. Go wake up that youngest girl. Go wake up that oldest boy. Go wake up that youngest boy. Wake up the mama, the daddy, the sister, brother. Wake them all up this morning and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Now go wake them up now. Wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Get out the bed, sleepyhead. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. Oh, let me go out here and get my roosters. Y'all just not gonna get up. You're not gonna get up unless I get them roosters. Yeah, an alarm clock ain't no do it. No alarm clock gonna do it. I already know. Some of y'all was raised. You was raised with the roosters waking you up early in the morning. And so that's why we got to bring the roosters on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we got to bring the roosters on. Y'all, I know you're out there in L.A. and what have you now. But I already know. Y'all need these roosters to wake y'all up. Thank y'all, roosters. Let me go get an old song here. This is a song we'll understand it better. By and by.
What are you going to sing this time, girls?
We'll understand it better.
We'll understand it better by and by.
The Davis Sisters, ladies and gentlemen, on the morning show.
Bye.
right. That was the Davis Sisters, ladies and gentlemen, on the early morning show. We'll understand it better by and by. All right, that's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. We're going to be reading this morning out of the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 11, 12, and try to get 13 in here. Leviticus 11, 12, and 13. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"Say to the Israelites, of all the animals that live on land, these are the ones you may eat. You may eat any animal that has a divided hoof and that chews the cud. There are some that only chew the cud or only have a divided hoof, but you must not eat them. The camel, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof. It is ceremonially unclean for you. The hyrax, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof. It is unclean for you. The rabbit, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof. It is unclean for you. And the pig, though it has a divided hoof, does not chew the cud. It is unclean for you. You must not eat their meat or touch their carcasses. They are unclean for you. Of all the creatures living in the water of the seas and the streams, you may eat any that have fins and scales. But all creatures in the seas or streams that do not have fins and scales, whether among all the swarming things or among all the other living creatures in the water, you are to regard as unclean. And since you are to regard them as unclean, you must not eat their meat. You must regard their carcasses as unclean. Anything living in the water that does not have fins and scales is to be regarded as unclean by you. These are the birds you are to regard as unclean and not eat, because they are unclean. The eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, any kind of black kite, any kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the cormorant, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bat. All flying insects that walk on all fours are to be regarded as unclean by you. There are, however, some flying insects that walk on all fours that you may eat. Those that have jointed legs for hopping on the ground. Of these, you may eat any kind of locust, katydid, cricket, or grasshopper. But all other flying insects that have four legs, you are to regard as unclean. You will make yourselves unclean by these. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean till evening. Whoever picks up one of their carcasses must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. Every animal that does not have a divided hoof or that does not chew the cud is unclean for you. Whoever touches the carcass of any of them will be unclean. Of all the animals that walk on all fours, those that walk on their paws are unclean for you. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean till evening. Anyone who picks up their carcasses must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. These animals are unclean for you. Of the animals that move about on the ground, these are unclean for you. The weasel, the rat, any kind of great lizard, the gecko, the monitor lizard, the wall lizard, the skink, and the chameleon. Of all those that move along the ground, these are unclean for you. Whoever touches them when they are dead will be unclean till evening. When one of them dies and falls on something, that article, whatever its use, will be unclean, whether it is made of wood, cloth, hide, or sackcloth. Put it in water. It will be unclean till evening, and then it will be clean. If one of them falls into a clay pot, everything in it will be unclean, and you must break the pot. Any food you are allowed to eat that has come into contact with water from any such pot is unclean. and any liquid that is drunk from such a pot is unclean. Anything that one of their carcasses falls on becomes unclean. An oven or cooking pot must be broken up. They are unclean, and you are to regard them as unclean. A spring, however, or a cistern for collecting water remains clean. But anyone who touches one of these carcasses is unclean. If a carcass falls on any seeds that are to be planted, they remain clean. But if water has been put on the seed and a carcass falls on it, it is unclean for you. If an animal that you are allowed to eat dies, anyone who touches its carcass will be unclean till evening. Anyone who eats some of its carcass must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. Anyone who picks up the carcass must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. Every creature that moves about on the ground is to be regarded as unclean. It is not to be eaten. You are not to eat any creature that moves about on the ground, whether it moves on its belly or walks on all fours or on many feet. It is unclean. Do not defile yourselves by any of these creatures. Do not make yourselves unclean by means of them or be made unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves about on the ground. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy. These are the regulations concerning animals, birds, every living thing that moves in the water, and every creature that moves about on the ground. You must distinguish between the unclean and the clean, between living creatures that may be eaten and those that may not be eaten.
The Lord said to Moses,
"Say to the Israelites, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Then the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. If she gives birth to a daughter, for 2 weeks the woman will be unclean as during her period. Then she must wait 66 days to be purified from her bleeding. When the days of her purification for a son or daughter are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. He shall offer them before the Lord to make atonement for her, and then she will be ceremonially clean from her flow of blood. These are the regulations for the woman who gives birth to a boy or a girl. If she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring 2 doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for her, and she will be clean."
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"When anyone has a swelling or a rash or a shiny spot on their skin that may be a defiling skin disease, they must be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons who is a priest. The priest is to examine the sore on the skin, and if the hair in the sore has turned white and the sore appears to be more than skin deep, it is a defiling skin disease. When the priest examines them, he shall pronounce them ceremonially unclean. If the shiny spot on the skin is white but does not appear to be more than skin deep, and the hair in it has not turned white, the priest is to isolate the affected person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest is to examine them, and if he sees that the sore is unchanged and has not spread in the skin, he is to isolate them for another 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest is to examine them again, And if the sore has faded and has not spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce them clean. It is only a rash. They must wash their clothes, and they will be clean. But if the rash does spread in their skin after they have shown themselves to the priest to be pronounced clean, they must appear before the priest again. The priest is to examine them, and if the rash has spread in the skin, he shall pronounce them unclean. It is a defiling skin disease. When anyone has a defiling skin disease, they must be brought to the priest. The priest is to examine them, and if there is a white swelling in the skin that has turned the hair white, and if there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic skin disease, and the priest shall pronounce them unclean. He is not to isolate them, because they are already unclean. If the disease breaks out all over their skin, and so far as the priest can see, it covers all the skin of the affected person from head to foot, the priest is to examine them, and if the disease has covered their whole body, he shall pronounce them clean. Since it has all turned white, they are clean. But whenever raw flesh appears on them, they will be unclean. When the priest sees the raw flesh, he shall pronounce them unclean. The raw flesh is unclean. They have a defiling disease. If the raw flesh changes and turns white, they must go to the priest. The priest is to examine them, and if the sores have turned white, the priest shall pronounce the affected person clean. Then they will be clean. When someone has a boil on their skin and it heals, and in the place where the boil was, a white swelling or reddish white spot appears, they must present themselves to the priest. The priest is to examine it, and if it appears to be more than skin deep, and the hair in it has turned white, the priest shall pronounce them unclean. It is a defiling skin disease that has broken out where the boil was. But if when the priest examines it, there is no white hair in it, and it is not more than skin deep and has faded, then the priest is to isolate them for 7 days. If it is spreading in the skin, the priest shall pronounce them unclean. It is a defiling disease. But if the spot is unchanged and has not spread, it is only a scar from the boil, and the priest shall pronounce them clean. When someone has a burn on their skin and a reddish white or white spot appears in the raw flesh of the burn, the priest is to examine the spot, and if the hair in it has turned white and it appears to be more than skin deep, it is a defiling disease that has broken out in the burn. The priest shall pronounce them unclean. It is a defiling skin disease. But if the priest examines it, and there is no white hair in the spot, and if it is not more than skin deep and has faded, then the priest is to isolate them for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest is to examine them, and if it is spreading in the skin, the priest shall pronounce them unclean. It is a defiling skin disease. If, however, the spot is unchanged and has not spread in the skin but has faded, it is a swelling from the burn, and the priest shall pronounce them clean. It is only a scar from the burn. If a man or woman has a sore on their head or chin, the priest is to examine the sore. And if it appears to be more than skin deep, and the hair in it is yellow and thin, the priest shall pronounce them unclean. It is a defiling skin disease on the head or chin. But if when the priest examines the sore, it does not seem to be more than skin deep, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest is to isolate the affected person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest is to examine the sore, and if it has not spread, and there is no yellow hair in it, and it does not appear to be more than skin deep, then the man or woman must shave themselves, except for the affected area, and the priest is to keep them isolated another 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest is to examine the sore, and if it has not spread in the skin, and appears to be no more than skin deep, the priest shall pronounce the man or woman clean. They must wash their clothes, and they will be clean. But if the sore does spread in the skin after they are pronounced clean, the priest is to examine them, and if he finds that the sore has spread in the skin, he does not need to look for yellow hair. They are unclean. If, however, the sore is unchanged, so far as the priest can see, and if black hair has grown in it, the affected person is healed. They are clean, and the priest shall pronounce them clean. When a man or woman has white spots on the skin, the priest is to examine them, and if the spots are dull white, it is a harmless rash that has broken out on the skin. They are clean. A man who has lost his hair and is bald is clean. If he has lost his hair from the front of his scalp and has a bald forehead, he is clean. But if he has a reddish white sore on his bald head or forehead, it is a defiling disease breaking out on his head or forehead. The priest is to examine him, and if the swollen sore on his head or forehead is reddish white like a defiling skin disease, the man is diseased and is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him unclean because of the sore on his head. Anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes. Let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face, and cry out, "Unclean, unclean." As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp. As for any fabric that is spoiled with a defiling mold, any woolen or linen clothing, any woven or knitted material of linen or wool, any leather or anything made of leather, if the affected area in the fabric, the leather, the woven or knitted material, or any leather article is greenish or reddish, it is a defiling mold and must be shown to the priest. The priest is to examine the affected area and isolate the article for 7 days. On the 7th day, he is to examine it, and if the mold has spread in the fabric, the woven or knitted material, or the leather, whatever its use, it is a persistent defiling mold. The article is unclean. He must burn the fabric, the woven or knitted material of wool or linen, or any leather article that has been spoiled, because the defiling mold is persistent. The article must be burned. But if when the priest examines it, the mold has not spread in the fabric, the woven or knitted material, or the leather article, he shall order that the spoiled article be washed. Then he is to isolate it for another 7 days. After the article has been washed, the priest is to examine it again, and if the mold has not changed its appearance, even though it has not spread, it is unclean. Burn it, no matter which side of the fabric has been spoiled. If when the priest examines it, the mold has faded after the article has been washed, he is to tear the spoiled part out of the fabric, the leather, or the woven or knitted material. But if it reappears in the fabric, in the woven or knitted material, or in the leather article, it is a spreading mold. Whatever has the mold must be burned. Any fabric, woven or knitted material, or any leather article that has been washed and is rid of the mold must be washed again. Then it will be clean. These are the regulations concerning defiling molds in woolen or linen clothing, woven or knitted material, or any leather article, for pronouncing them clean or unclean.
All right. That was our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 11 through 13. May God bless those who read, who heard his holy word this morning. All right, it's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's circle up and let's make our prayer circle. Y'all know how we do it. You know how we do it. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother, niece, nephew, whoever is in the house this morning. Come on, y'all. Let's hold hands. Let's hold hands. That's whole hands, that the Spirit of God can run from heart to heart, breath to breath, hand to hand. All right. Now bow your head with me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that you have given us another day. We thank you this morning, Lord, for waking us up early this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. Thank you, dear God, for the roof over our heads, the clothes on our backs, the food on our tables. Thank you, Lord, how you've even given us transportation this morning where we'd be able to go to work, dear God, and to our place, a work, a school. And Lord, we just thank you this morning for our cars, our trucks, our automobiles. Dear God, we thank you, dear God, even for public transportation. Thank you for the buses, the trains, the planes. Thank you so much, dear God. Thank you that you have even provided jobs for some of us where we can even walk to work, dear God. And we just thank you, dear God. Oh, Lord, you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we just thank you for it, dear God. Now, Lord, we do want to pray this morning for those that are less fortunate than us this morning. Somebody couldn't get up this morning, dear God. Somebody's sick and they're shut in. We ask you to touch their bodies and heal their bodies and make their bodies whole again where they can be able to get up and go to work, dear God, and take care of their responsibilities. Dear God, we do want to pray for those who don't have food this morning on their tables and clothes on their backs and a roof over their head. We want to pray for those that are less fortunate, dear God. Lord, we pray that somehow, some way, that you will feed them, that you will clothe them, that somehow, some way, you'll put a roof over their head. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. Now, Lord, we want to pray for all of our workers today. Somebody's working in a hard place, dear God. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. Help them to be light in the midst of darkness. Give them the strength, dear God, that they can be able to hang on in there. As the old folks say, Lord, we're not asking you to move our mountains. We just ask that you give us the strength to climb. So touch in a mighty way. Now, Lord, we thank you so much for all that you have done. Now, Lord, be with us and keep us, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done read our scriptures. Clock on the wall, it's saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you, thank you, thank you so kindly for getting up early this morning with the roosters. All right. All right, now let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour. We minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So get ready, get ready, get ready now for that early morning sermon. I'll play a couple of commercials, then we'll put that early morning sermon on for you early birds. The early birds gonna catch the worm this morning. All right. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. You know, I'm your watchman on the wall, informing you, educating you, empowering you on the issues by day. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room where I give you a Christian response to the issues by day. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackle. It's a radio drama. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, mix into these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker about us. Because we are in your corner.